All right, Exodus chapter 5, let's look at this. Let's read verses 1 through 9. It says, "And afterward Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, 'Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness.' And Pharaoh said, 'Who is the Lord, that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go.' And they said, 'The God of the Hebrews hath met with us. Let us go, we pray thee, 3 days' journey into the desert, and sacrifice unto the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword.' And the king of Egypt said unto them, 'Wherefore do ye, Moses and Aaron, let the people from their works? Get ye unto your burdens.' And Pharaoh said, 'Behold, the people of the land now are many, and ye make them rest from their burdens.' And Pharaoh commanded the same day the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, 'Ye shall no more give the people straw to make brick, as heretofore let them go and gather straw for themselves, and the tail of the bricks which they did make heretofore, ye shall lay upon them, ye shall not diminish aught thereof. For they be idle, therefore they cry, saying, Let us go and sacrifice to our God. Let their more work be laid upon the men, that they may labor therein, and let them not regard vain words.'" Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we bow before you this evening, thankful for the testimony and the singing, and Father, and offering, everything that's taken place. Father, we also want to bring up the whole family, the passing of Sister Carla. Father, we do know she's with you in the presence of your angels and you, Almighty, and we're thankful for that, and we will see her one day. Father, tonight, though, as we remain, be with this this devotion, be with our hearts. Let us stay focused and tuned to your Holy Spirit and your word. Father, guide us and direct us, and be with us as we go about your work and the ministry. We ask all this in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. So here are our verse that we look at, verse 9. "Let their more work be laid upon the men, that they may labor therein, and let them not regard vain words." The setting in Egypt was the people of God were growing in number, and the task that they had been placed upon them was being met with no problem because there was a lot of them. Then it says that Moses and Aaron showed up talking about God. They wanted to honor God, and they wanted to give God his rightful place in the Hebrews' lives. And so they were busy, the Hebrews, they were servants or slaves of the Egyptian, and they were busy about making Egypt that great city at that time, or that land. And so, but one thing that happened is when Moses and Aaron come on the scene, is they said, "Look, there's a place for God. There's a place that he should be in your life, he should be in your homes, and he should be really about your work." And so they begin to lay that out, and so they begin to think, Moses and Aaron told Pharaoh, "Let my people go. We want to go out and we want to sacrifice to our God." They wanted to give place for God. And so Pharaoh considered the words of God. Notice what he said in verse 9. He said there, "And let them not regard vain words." God wanted his people to go out and people to worship him. And so Pharaoh said, "Who is God that I should obey his voice, the Lord, that I should obey his voice?" And he said that his words were vain. And so it means, vain means, can mean empty, but also untruth by implication or shame. Pharaoh wasn't regarding God's word, and he didn't want God's people to regard God's words. And tonight, what do you want to deal with? I want to deal with, number one, looking at the wickedness of Pharaoh, and we want to apply that to you and I today. The world kind of does the same thing. There's a taskmaster like Pharaoh that we oftentimes as Christians get attached to. We get attached to this world. We know we need jobs. God blesses those that work by their hands. But sometimes we get a little too busy in the work and labor of our hands. And we get sidetracked, and God gets put on the back burner of our lives. And so we're looking at this, and so there's a balance. Even when you do the work for the Lord, a lot of times in church work or in the work of the ministry, I might say, there's an oft times we get caught up in doing the work. We get caught up in doing the work and we forget about God. Yeah. God wants to be worshipped. He understands, he wants us to do right and to do things for him. But sometimes we get sidetracked. We forget about the God of the work, is what I'm trying to say. And I'm going to get ahead of my notes here. But to combat God, Pharaoh implemented a wicked principle to the people, or put on the people of God. That actually worked And then actively works even today. And I want to deal with that. I want to deal with two principles and we'll be done. It was a social principle. If you are more concerned about labor, you are less concerned about the Lord. That was basically his social principle that he put on the children of Israel. And he said, look, I'll tell you what I'll do. It looks like they're getting their work done pretty easy during the day. And they got idle time, so now all of a sudden they bring up their God. They want to go out and they want to worship their God. Well, he says, I'm telling you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take less from them. He's going to take some of the straw from them. He said, have them go out and get their own straw. And he said, put more work to them and make the tally of the brick. They were making 1,000 brick a day or whatever it was. I want them to at least make 1,000 brick a day and get their own straw. And so he put this social principle on them. And it is, if you are more concerned about labor, you are less concerned about the Lord.
That's right.
That principle still applies today in our lives. Yeah. And we get caught up into this. And I really want to apply this to the Christian, religious Christian ministry, there I'll finally get it put out, the ministry, we get caught up in the work of ministry and we forget about we should be worshiping God.
Amen.
Spending time with God, that's what it should be about. Pharaoh knew that by taking away the straw, it would require more labor to produce the same amount of brick. Therefore, they would have less time to think on the things of God. You know, when the world, if we let it, Satan, he's going to put more on you because then your mind's going to be on other things rather than God and the things of God. And he'll do that ever so neatly in your life. I've seen it and take place even in my life, my family. And it seems like as many items as we want to pick up in our lives and add to our toil of the day, he'll let you. I mean, there's a balance there. There's a balance. And so we want to be careful of this and be mindful of what was going on and apply it to us today. It is the principle not prevalent in the lives of so many people today. It is. They are so busy making a living. Who's going to get to think about the things of God? They come secondary or third or fourth. So we want to be careful of that. It is a spiritual principle, not only a sociable principle, but a spiritual principle. If you are more concerned about work, you are less concerned about worship. And that's where I want to get. A lot of times we get so full of what we think we need to do and we forget about worship. Now, I'm not talking about ministry. Ministry can also get you. That's doing the work of the Lord. And those are for the workers here working. You can get so caught up in that work that you forget about worshiping your God. The other side of it is just being a good Christian, but getting involved in everything else but worshiping God. What do we do on Sunday morning, Sunday night? You can make it out Wednesday night. We're here Wednesday night. We're worshiping God. We're hearing about the things of God. We're singing praises about his work, what he's done for us, you and I, down through the ages. We'll have testimonies here in a few minutes, how God saved us, how God's used us in ministry and working with other people. But it's worshiping God. Don't neglect that. Say, well, I'll go do something with my family on Sunday rather than go to the house of God. That's not the right attitude.
Yeah.
If that's your attitude, you're missing out on what is most important, paramount, it should be. And so this is one of the tactics, a spiritual principle. If you are more concerned about work, and that can be in the work of the Lord or just regular work, you are less concerned about worship. And that's a principle. And that's what Pharaoh already knew. Number one, he had to ignore what God said. Who is the Lord God that I should obey his voice?
Yeah.
That's what is pretty much said in our hearts sometimes. You know what? There's more things to do. I could be doing other stuff. And you think, well, I don't think a preacher or a pastor would have to worry about that. You'd be shocked.
Yeah.
You'd be shocked. There's a whole lot of other things that we could be doing. Yeah, sure. And it's wrong. We need to focus and center ourselves back on the work of the Lord. So let me say this. How many Christians get caught up in all the aspects of doing things for God? How do they do this? They have been convinced that it's all about working for God, that they have lost sight of the God of the work, and they have forgotten that he wants to be worshiped.
Yeah.
You see, doing service for God, doing something, cleaning, preaching, teaching, sweeping, whatever you want to do, you can name it, paying the church, but doing something, passing out a tract, visiting, calling, sending cards, the work of the Lord. You get caught up into that and you forget that that's not worship.
Right.
That is not worship. Worship is when you come to church or you get along with God and you praise His name for what His what He's done, His wondrous works. And we get caught up in that and we lose focus. You see, how does that happen? Satan makes sure it happens. And Satan, Pharaoh, is a type of Satan and that adversary that you and I need to be aware of and combat against. And so we need to make that we don't forget about the God of the work. And He wants to be worshipped. And so lastly, speaking to the woman at the well in John, remember John chapter 4, verse 23, he said this, Jesus said this, "But the hour cometh, and now it is, when the true worshipper shall worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship Him."
Yeah.
That's where it's at, and that's where it lies, and we lose sight of that. We want everything to go just right, this, just this, so, that, this way, and we're going to do it this way, and we forget about God. God's out, out of the equation in seconds. And you say, what is going on? We lose focus of who we should really be centered around, and that's worshiping our God tonight.
Yeah.
We're worshiping God. Let me see, by conclusion, I'm going to turn this back over to Pastor, and we might do some testimonies or whatever, however Pastor leads. But let me say this, there is a place for labor and work. There is.
Yeah.
Just not at the expense of neglecting the Lord of the work and worshiping Him. Oftentimes we get flip-flop. We've been here 10 years. I've seen it in families and people, individuals. I've battled it myself. And we neglect that. We think that it's not important. Let me tell you how important it is. Because when you pass and get older and your children get older, your seed, your fruit, all of a sudden they begin to not want after God.
Right.
Say, what did I do wrong? I was in church. Did you put it first?
Right.
Or did you put other things first? Did you put family first?
Right.
Did you put your job first? Did you put your career first? You can put everything on it. Get to our blame first. You can put anything on there. If it goes first before God and worshiping God, it will fall apart. It will not produce healthy fruit. So the conclusion, there is a place for labor and work, just not at the expense of neglecting the Lord of the work and worshiping Him. Don't forget the two principles that Pharaoh knew well and placed on the children of God. And so just looking at that, I'm going to turn this back over to Pastor.